Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson. Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant, now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Hava Nagila Weber.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Susie going toe to Tobin.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews sisters. And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
We love you guys. Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on ye old broths. I'm Ronnie Karam. I'm from the Roast Pricks Bachelor Roast podcast, which is out and competing very nicely with another huge show called Watch What Crappens. So thank you for everybody who's listening to that. Hello, my little co-host and bestie, Ben.
Hi.
Also, the creator of The Real Housewives of Kitchen Island. What do you think about that? Hi, Ben.
Hi. I just wrote the fourth episode last night, so now the animation is happening, and the new episode should be up, I don't know, probably within the next week or so. Very excited for it. I feel like it's really going into some deep territory now, like really getting into the brains of these women, you know?
God help us all.
God help us.
And that you do it through spatulas really makes to sing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, first and foremost, we are doing a simulcast today of this podcast. Not only are we recording it in our normal ways, but we got our TV party cameras up and recording. So, be sure, if you haven't downloaded that app, go download it and watch us when we do this. It's fun. For instance, right now, you could see me in my bird sweater. I look like a broken bird with a full face of feathers, which you'd only be able to see if you were watching on TV party app, or you can catch our Crappens video on demand by going to Patreon.
Yeah. Okay. We're also going to be out of town. We're going to Dallas. That's a big show on February 8th. So come to that. We're going to go to Irvine, Phoenix in the spring. We're going to go to the Vancouver Comedy Festival called Just for Laughs. That's in March. I mean, it's nuts. We're every place. Go get tickets at watchwithcrappens.com. And your t-shirt. Ben in the streets, Ronnie in the sheets.
And by the way, I literally just looked at our Cincinnati show, and there are 4 tickets left. Four tickets left. It's kind of crazy. And also, they just announced that Seth Rogen is going to be at Just for Laughs in Vancouver. So another reason to come see us up there. You might see a super famous person.
Right? Okay, let's get on to Real Housewives of New Jersey, shall we? What a show.
What a show. What an episode, huh?
This is a historic episode, actually, because we get another musical number from one of the Giudice children.
Yeah, no.
They're going to have their own album soon, and it's going to sound like... it's going to sound like a horn from far away on a steamboat.
Yeah. It'll sound like a cruise liner coming into port.
Yes. Very slowly. You're like, oh my God, it's coming towards us. But there's not really anything you can do. USS Melania.
Yeah, like you've got your camera out because you're going to do an Instagram story. But you're like, it looks closer than it is. Once it gets closer and you're just like waiting, you're like hearing it making Melania noises. You're like, just get closer so I can make my story and move on with my life.
If I don't know where you're aiming, I don't know how to run away.
Yeah. Ronnie, I'm sorry. Could you pause? Because you're being really, really choppy. So I'm plugging in my Ethernet. Hold on.
Yeah, well.
Hold on. You're going to lose connection with me for 1 second. See, guys? See, TV party people, you get to see what happens during the pauses. Isn't that exciting?
Happening.
Oh, hey, I'm back.
Everything's freaking out. My thing isn't recording. I don't know what's happening. Am I going to have to go off Skype and come back on here?
It's like, are you recording? Like there are all these like little hiccups and bops in your audio.
Yeah, there's like my computer's going effing nuts. Actually.
Oh, is it your computer's processing issues?
I don't know. I don't know why it would.
Okay, everybody, we're back. Now, about Melania's a steamboat. Okay, no. So you know how on Real Housewives of New Jersey, there's no talking about children? You leave the children and the family out of it. Well, guess what? Mm-hmm. This is Watch What Crappens. We don't follow those rules, okay? Blink, blink, yeah. Blink, 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 blink.
If you want your children and family out of it, you don't put them on TV.
Okay, you know what's off limits? Children, husbands, halibut, chairs. And maple
bingo.
Tea.
Bingo's out of the question.
Bingo. B-I-N-G clap, okay? Out of the question.
I meant Bingo the dog. Leave him out of this fight.
You know what? That's off limits. That's off limits. You know what's off limits? The little cubes that you plug in your USB into so it goes into the wall. Off limits.
So we open this with a wacky Jersey opening, seeing what everybody's doing in the day.
Yeah.
And we start out, I just wrote for the first line, uh-oh, it's a disaster number. What does that mean?
Maybe it's because we saw a little bit of Melania going, I can't wait to grow up. Something like that.
I can't wait to grow up.
That's almost too much on beat to sing it like that. So,
I'm concentrating mostly on the tone.
I can't wait to grow up.
It's like she. It's weird because Melania has this amazing ability to totally be out of sync with the beat. Like even in the beginning, when what does she say? She's like, "Hey, it's Melania. You probably see me on TV." She somehow like manages just when she's speaking. She manages to be off key when she's speaking, which is exactly what we all were like when we were 13. Or 12 or 10.
Yeah, bless your little heart. You know, here's the thing. You don't expect anything of a kid, right, who's doing
this?
No,
of course not.
You just expect of the parents. And look, I have to say, I would not expect better of my parent. Because if there was YouTube and shit when I was younger, I would not be anywhere to be found. I'd be hiding on a mountain somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, because God knows, I was embarrassing as hell. Like, yeah. I went to the karaoke place in the mall. There was like a little karaoke booth. And I would sing, somewhere. Over the rainbow. And I sang like that because I was trying to learn my Judy Garland vibrato because I'm a stereotype. And that would be out now forever, you know? And it's not. It's on a cassette tape. And my mom still holds it over my head, but what are you going to do with it? No one can play it.
Yeah.
Sucker, tricked you, Rhonda?
No, and I also want people to know that, like, I am basically obsessed with Melania's song, and I went to iTunes to see if I could download it. I couldn't find it. So don't let me criticizing her unique meter get like confusing to thinking that I dislike the song, because I'm like very into it. I am very, very
I don't want
to
grow up.
I got plans to glow up.
Fetty Wap seemed really nice, and I also like Feta Raps. So, like, I like the whole thing. Like, I found the whole thing very tasteful, at least in the idea.
Yeah, I think it's great. And I just watched the official music video right before recording this, and I felt like what I really liked about it was that it incorporated my other hobby, which is board gaming. So I was like, you know what? This song is really meant for me.
How does it incorporate board gaming?
Because what happens is in the video is that like Melania and her two friends, what are they, like Stephanie and like Tanya or something, are like lying on a bed and they're all on their phones, and Teresa walks in and she's like, oh my God, is this what you do down at slumber parties these days? You might as well be in different houses. Blink, 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 blink. And they're like, Mom. And she's like, okay, here's a board games. It says mall time. Have fun with it. And when I come back in, you better be playing the boards games. And so then they start playing the board game, and then it like lights the board game is like a fake mall, and they're like, I wish this were a real mall. And then it lights up, and Melania presses it, because of course Melania is gonna touch something that she's not supposed to touch. Her friends are like, don't touch it, and Melania of course touches it, and they get transported to the mall, and then they're just like kids having fun, and then the song starts. It's like, hey, it's Melania. You may see me on TV or from Pinkberry, and here I come walking and dancing and singing. I don't wanna gonna, you know.
Yeah, that is so much rhyming for Melania, because this song was very Maya Angelou in the rhyming department. It was like a different kind of poetry. You know, it was like, hi, I'm Melania.
You might remember me from TV. I am in a mall.
I'm like, none of this rhymes, you know? But I didn't know if, like, I'm too stupid to get it.
No.
Because, you know,
but we all are, actually. I think this is on, I think the song's on another
level.
We're
all too stupid.
Yeah.
The world is too stupid to handle this Melania song, okay?
I mean, this Melania song, as in terms of, like, Bravo, the Bravo canon, this is, like, it, like, shoots to at least number three. Like, I think it's probably behind, I mean, I personally put Chic C'est La Vie at the top. And then probably like Money Can't Buy You Class. And then probably this song. I think I might.
Oh, really? Well, I have a complaint from a caller named Good as Gold.
Okay, you're right. Good as Gold is number two to me, actually. I would do Chic C'est La Vie, Good as Gold. I did love Tardy for the Party at the time, but I think this is number three. Then I would say Money Can't Buy You Class, then Tardy for the Party.
Okay. I just say that good. Well, I still Chic C'est La Vie. I could sing off the top of my head. Good as Gold. I know that when we play it at our live shows, it's like stuck in my head for years.
Yeah, Good as Gold is an actually like really great song.
I mean, it's like shit, but it sticks in your head, you know.
Yeah.
So I give it to that. But this, I think, is also pretty good. I can't wait to grow up. And then
I got plans to blow up.
I just respect that someone's
ain't easy, but I'm feeling queasy. Yeah.
Yeah. I just respect that someone's come up with an entirely different musical note that's ever been out before, you know? So you may not like the song, everybody, but it's making waves in the historical music books, okay?
And I also like that this song has like roots in Fetty Wap. Like, I like that this song, on top of everything else, it's like it's got the blessing of Fetty Wap.
Yeah. Okay, everybody. So that's enough about that for right now. So it's a disaster number.
Yeah. This is a big episode. We have a lot to discuss.
Which is very New Jersey, just starting it off with, uh-oh, it's a disaster number. It's like a sleep number bed. Like, what level of disaster is Jersey going to be at today?
I know. Let's decide. Like, on a scale of one to Christy, how bad is the Jersey disaster this week? So we see Jackie's kids. Jackie's, like, driving her kids around, and the kid's like, why can't Cinderella play basketball? Because she ran away from the ball. And I'm just like, Jennifer's kids would probably be like, because she didn't renew her Amazon Prime subscription.
That's Jackie's kids, yeah. And I would be Cinderella, because I still will run away from the ball.
Why can't Cinderella play basketball? Oh, because she has no discernible skills in that area, because she spent her whole life cleaning up fireplaces. That would be my answer.
Because she couldn't find a bird to play basketball for, that lazy slag.
Because she's wearing glass slippers, and those don't work on basketball courts.
And I like that Jackie can barely even fake it with her kids. She's like, that is so funny.
I'm going to write an article saying, when we spoil Cinderella, can she still play professional sports?
Okay, I have to say something about Jennifer. Bless her heart. And I know people are loving Jennifer right now because Jennifer's a mess, you know? Like, but Jennifer's feeding her kids pepperoni and white bread. Okay, look, I think our mothers had an excuse. We didn't know any better. This is like feeding your children cigarettes, Jennifer. Okay, make an effort.
In our culture, it's very important to feed our children a cured meat and a starch together.
I just don't see this ending well for anybody in that family.
I also don't think her daughter's singing career is going to take off either, because her daughter's like, OMG, 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 OMG.
In the background, I mean, I'm into
like,
it.
No Melania.
I'm like, yeah. You know, maybe that's just her opening. You know, it takes time to write a masterpiece.
And then we see a very Dolores opening, which is Dolores stomping into her living room and yelling at her daughter. She's, did you do this? Did you do this? I mean, here I am. I'm like walking from the kitchen to the living room, to the kitchen to the living room. And all of a sudden I see this. It's a puddle. Did you do this? And then like the camera shifts and she's like yelling at her dogs. Like, this is her lonely life. And she's like, they show the dogs, the chyrons for the dogs. It goes one. You see one dog goes Lolly. And then another one goes Raz. And then another one just goes dog.
Dog. Like, she just ran out of names. You know, she was running out of names by the time she got to Raz. She's like, you know, I miss Maz. Maz thinks I'm late, so I'm gonna have Raz.
Maz is always razzing me, so I'm just gonna call him Raz.
Raz,
you know, Maz. What the dogs pee. It's a disaster. I don't know what's going on, but you know, though, it's nice to be wanted, you know. gives me something to do. I clean up their pee. You know what? Do I like that they pee on the floor? No. Do I like that Frank pees on the floor too? No. But you know what? We have a happy family. Did my children ever want for love? No.
Do you ever pee on this floor again, Raz? I swear. Okay, you did it. Okay, I'm going to forgive you. But if you ever do it again.
Raz, this peeing. I mean, what'd you have for breakfast? Woof, a cookie. Woof.
So Melissa's just trying to get her kids to school and they won't listen to her. Shocker. Runs in that family. Exactly. And then Jackie is really working Ben's nerves because they're about to go on this party bus to go on a wine trip. And guess what she's carrying?
Supermarket fruit trays. That actually does not bother me as much as supermarket cheese and cracker trays. Because I do feel like...
Oh, look how you're changing it for Jackie, because you like Jackie.
No, it's not for Jackie. I think it's because I have I'm generally not into fruit, so I'm like, fuck it, whatever. I don't know. I definitely wrote it down. I was like, bitch, you couldn't have like made a nicer fruit tray. But it doesn't bother me quite as much as the cheese and cracker one, because I think the cheese and cracker one just looks like especially sad. And so does the crudités one. The fruit one, I don't know. But yeah, the fruit one should have been nicer. It should have been like fruit and cheese. It should have been like a beautiful gorgonzola or something like that.
Well, jeez. You might just be getting used to it because Jersey is getting used to tacky shit like, you know, store-bought trays. It's like murder. Yeah. You know how murder used to be really bad, but now we've watched so much Law and Order and stuff that we're like, murder. Someone got murdered. Meh, whatever. You know, it's like that, but with store-bought trays. You're being desensitized is what I'm saying.
I just thought it was like so much. And then also to bring it onto like a hot party bus, it probably just stank like a kindergarten classroom in there. You know, it's just like, I feel like if you're going on a wine trip, you bring a bunch of cheese and like beautiful, like gourmet cheeses and crackers. Honestly, I don't even know if I'd even bring snacks for the bus, to be honest.
Yeah, it's a bus.
Necessarily. It's like a bus. Yeah, it's a van. You're going to go like 10 minutes away. You're going to Action Park Vineyards, you know?
Yeah, they're going to the water slide place for a wine tasting.
They pour the wine down the water slide and they go down it and stomp it on the bottom as they like break their necks.
So the girls all start arriving and Marge, you know that Marge is ready to fight because she comes in one of those pirate tops, which are so famous on Bravo now, like those big pirate, except hers is like a pirate crop top.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so I knew that she always was ready to fight.
Yeah, it's from the Macbeth collection. It's called like Macbeth on the High Seas. Yeah, it's basically like what would happen if Macbeth took place on a pirate ship? That's basically what I'm thinking right now. Okay, it's like genius. It's like classic Marge.
So let's see. Everybody is showing up, and Jackie's like, outside of my husband and my kids, there were just very few things I love more than wine. Who puts their kids and their husband in the same sentence as that? It's like, yeah, I like my family. Also heroin. You know, that's delicious as well. Like, keep them out of the same sentence, okay? Okay, so Teresa, at first I was like, why does Teresa act like everybody's asking for her autograph? You know, she's like always at a book signing. She's like,
yeah.
Oh, hello, Jaiva. Nice to meet you. Blink, blink, blink. Without even like getting his name or anything.
Yeah.
But then I think it turned out to be politeness because...
I think it was Dolores who was like,
hello, I'm Dolores. I have this dog, Raz. He peed on the floor today. What a nightmare. I will tell you what's bringing me through, though. Countertops. That was the best decision I ever made in my life. Okay.
So you had the van driver. That's nice. That's nice. You get to be around people all day. I don't get to be. I just stand by my kitchen island. I just wait for people to come home. I just stand there. I'm eviscerated. I look at pools of urine from the living room when I'm done doing my walks. I mean, like, this is my life right here. Like, and David, I mean, he's just sitting there tinkering on his motorcycle in his living room. I mean, what do I got to do around here, you know?
You know, but that's David, and he's a man. And so I'm okay with that, you know? What's a man going to do? Pay you attention? No, he's a man. So that's
walls.
You don't expect nothing from him.
I like the, you know what I like? I like the walls in your van. At least you got to pick out the walls. I chose something, and next thing I know, Frank's choosing the pea tile, and I didn't want the pea tile, but I had lunch at noon. He gets it at noon. You know, what should I do? You know, but you know what? That's life. That's Frank. I got to move on, right? You got to have a happy family.
Driver, I'm Dolores. If I said pebble tiles, what are you going to do? Pebble tiles? That's it. We're getting married, all right? I'm putting your motorcycle in my living room, all right?
So then, I don't know, I wrote down, Marge is trying to eat a cracker. She must have been like, I don't know why.
Because Marge eats like this. And she does it in like every time she eats. She goes, she eats it and then she puts her hand and she's like trying to like find it and like put it in her mouth. I don't know. It's like she's always going to the dentist where her mouth is always numb or something. She's like kind of pushing the cracker around her mouth to try and get it in there.
It's almost like those carnival machines where the claw goes down to pick up the stuffed animal, except it's going into her mouth with the cracker and just trying to aim it in there. It's like, okay, it's coming in. Okay, Madge Senior, good. Watch this. It's coming in. I think I'm gonna get through its cracker this time, Madge. Okay, I got it. Okay, what's up? Like, no big deal.
It's like a video game where she's like, okay, I told my mouth, you better start chewing. So my mouth was chewing, and it's just getting the cookie in there at the right time.
You know, all I do is I just chew my mouth. I chew it like I'm like a cow. I'm like chewing my cut, and I just wait for the cracker to come in. And every now and then, the cracker actually gets in there. It's great.
Can I tell you the truth? Try to eat a cracker. It's like...
It's not easy. Yeah, you know, it's not
easy.
To
be honest with you, I'm eating a cracker. That's what I'm doing.
You know what? My mother has problems with it too. I have problems with it too. I sense a pattern. Okay, shut up. It's not a pattern. It's a coincidence. We both can't eat crackers, okay?
So Jackie's like, before we leave, I gotta pee. I gotta make them pee pee. Anyone wanna come?
Jennifer's
like,
yeah.
Call me. I'm gonna come with you. So Jennifer's like, after she came into my home and used it against me, you think I'm gonna pass up an opportunity to see her home? Not a chance. She's already winning because her home is not over a graveyard, okay?
Yeah.
And it's not next door to like a bus stop or whatever the hell.
Yeah, exactly. So Jennifer's like, she's like looking around. She's being a brat. She's like, oh, okay. And she goes in the bathroom. She's like, what a dump, huh? Yeah, I don't even see a throne in the throne room, if you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so this is the bathroom, just the one then? Just the one downstairs? Okay.
Is this an indoor basketball court? For fleas, it's so small in here.
Hi, I'd like to use the bathroom in the bouncy house castle. Oh, there isn't one? Okay.
Hi, I've been waiting for your elevator to show up. Oh, this is just a closet door. It's not an actual elevator. Oh, okay.
She's the worst because that house is gorgeous. And
yeah.
She's like, what a dump. I'm like, no, I don't think so, honey.
It's gorgeous and it has so much more charm and character than her giant... just like vapid, empty, white marble shit mansion that she has.
Literally a shit house. Like it was built to shit in. That's all they cared about when they were building that house. Like, where are we going to poop?
Like
okay, yeah. We'll have 10 bathrooms. We need more. Okay. We'll have 12 bathrooms. We need more.
18 bathrooms. Is this like supposed to be where people from the Paramus Mall do like overflow parking and then this is like their rest area?
Overflow parking.
You know,
there's not going to be any overflowing here. And if there is, you go to bathroom number 15.
They literally converted a mall parking garage into a mansion. They just put walls along the side and took out the cars.
I mean, if anybody was built for a teamy sponsorship, it's Jennifer with the 16 bathrooms. Okay.
Yeah. So now they're on their way and they're like talking on the bus and like, they're like, hey, Teresa, you want any food? She's like, nah, too much sugar. I'm like, how does this have sugars when it's grown from the grounds as is? I'm like, it's not like some mystical force went and like sprinkled sugar on the fruit.
Yeah,
like, sugar
like,
is a naturally occurring chemical. You know where sugar comes from? The ground.
Yeah. She's like, wait, is it the ground or the trees, huh? Is it the ground or the trees? Yeah. And Marge is like, I can't. Is that real? Is that for real? Am I supposed to answer that? Classic Maryland over here. Classic.
All right. Who wants to put a quarter in me and get the grape in my mouth? Okay. Who wants to do that? Okay. So, Ron, I see.
Poor Marge. Like, people on this show, it's like, can I eat a fucking cracker? Like,
I know. I do feel bad because we see one stupid thing. And now, you know, we're going to harp on this for like the next, like.
It's going to be 10 years of making fun of Marge trying to eat a cracker. God.
It's like this is why you can't go on reality TV because you do one wrong thing, the editors will find it, put it on there, and then leave it to up to two schmucks like us to sit here and snicker about it for 12 years. That's fine and good, but I still haven't gotten my grip yet. Jennifer tells us that she Jackie was overweight in high school, and so we got to see pictures of fat Jackie, which is like Monica from Friends.
She's made a huge mistake. She's made a huge error here because people aren't sure with the new girls. Like, do we love them? Do we hate them? So they change their mind every week. And I know this because I read El Internet. So yeah. Jackie made a huge mistake here. First of all, guess who's watching your show? Me, who's fat, okay? And other people who are fat as well. And so she's like, I never got taken to prom. I was fat. So gross, but now I'm not. You know, now I'm not. My mom fed me so much that I burst. And now look at me. And I'm like, ugh, you're kind of like, once you're not fat anymore, you have to be really nice to other fat people. You can't just be like, I'm not fat anymore. Gross. Because that's when the internet's going to kick your ass. And guess who's not going to be there to help you? Me!
I was proud of her.
Well, I really did. I like that she blamed her mother because, you know what? Yeah. That's who I blame for my. That's who I blame for everything. And also, look at Jennifer feeding her kids pepperoni and white bread. They're going to blame their mother, too. And guess what? They're right.
Yeah, they are right. So, meanwhile,
I just said that. Now I'm going to get in trouble because of what I just said. You see?
See? It continues on like the rain. So, Teresa, meanwhile, she is speaking of calories. So, Teresa can't eat anything. And they're like, but can you have wine? Can you have wine? She's like, I can't have even wine. It's like, what about it? What about even a sip, Teresa? Why don't you text Frank? Because Frank's her coach now. It's like, dear Frank's is. Can I drink wines or no's? And of course he's like, no. And this then starts a conversation about the fact that Frank is planning to tattoo Dolores's name onto his body, much like Dennis the Hot Dog Man did with Portia.
Yeah, it's like, is that what happens every time you tell a lie? You have to do something dramatic like that? Like, I mean, why is it all these liars on Bravo getting tattoos of women's names on their body?
Dolores is going to be so sad for the moment she's like, finally gets to see her name tattooed on his body, and it turns out he just tattoos pebble tile instead. He's like, well, I had to make a last minute decision, Dolores. Frank, I can't believe you replaced me with pebble tile. Well, Dolores, you weren't around. I need to make a decision at 12 and you're lunching. All right, you know what? You're right.
You know what? I'm not doing this right now, Dolores. All right? I'm not doing this right now, all right? Like, walks out with like one of those big ribeye things that Fred Flintstone had, the brontosaurus that Fred Flintstone had on his car. I liked it when they said, yeah, Teresa's like, yeah, get your name tattooed on him. And Dolores is like, oh, that's like it's the most romantic thing ever. I'm like, his stretch marks probably already smelled Dolores when he like puts his hands up. Okay. Leave the guy alone.
Marge is like, you know what? If Jan got my name tattooed on his body, I think Joe would tattoo his name across Jan's face with his fist. What I'm trying to say is that Joe would punch Jan in the face. Classic Marge, classic Joe, and classic Jan. Okay, that's what you call an MJJ, okay?
Ow, that cracker just hit me in the face before I was ready.
Oh, God. Got a Ritz shot in my cheek. Let's try Celtine. I'm going to try Celtine. I think we could do that one.
So Melissa's that friend who you never can like stop being an alcoholic around or go on a diet around or improve yourself in any way, because she's like, just one, what's a sip, what's that? Shut up, you and Joe Gorga both, cut it out.
Yeah, well, she's an underminer for Teresa, which is glorious. So then Dolores now starts talking about David, this like terrible relationship she's in with David. I feel like this almost does not get enough grief from like us and the internet and the people on the show, that Dolores like sees this guy once a week and like he's also not emotionally available to her. So she's like, yeah, well, you know what, David's you know, he's neglectful in the emotional department, but that's why I got Frank gives me the emotional fulfillment, he gives me the sexual fulfillment, he makes me feel like I'm in a relationship. And David,
yeah, like he's there.
He's got a Dave and Buster's card, you know?
I'm motorcycle parking for him. You know what? That's good. What else would I expect? He's a man, you know? What are you going to expect from a man? Not much. That's what I'll say. Yeah. So if it takes two to get the job done, it takes two to get the job done. All right? Yeah. What are you going to do?
So then Teresa starts eating her chicken. And Jennifer, we now have a segment that I like to call Jennifer's Chicken Facts, where she goes, you know what? They don't have chicken so much in Turkey. I was like, thanks. Thanks for that fascinating cultural insight.
Yeah, I would hope not, since their name is Turkey.
Like, I would know, hope that's that a little off-brand, excuse me.
I would hope that they'd stick to the state bird, at the very least.
You know what we eat a lot of in Turkey? Turkey. Turkey, yes, exactly. Exactly.
In my culture, guess who we have a rivalry with? The country chicken.
We're so stupid. Because turkeys and chickens don't have a rivalry anyway.
Yes, they do.
I feel like there's more of a turkey ham rivalry.
Do you? Oh, because of Thanksgiving? Because ham is served on Thanksgiving as
no,
well?
No, I think just like a turkey sandwich versus a ham sandwich.
Mm, no, they're not even the same. They're not birds, you know? Turkeys,
I know, but like in terms
are both
of like...
birds are both white meat. You can choose dark meat, white meat. You take them both apart.
Well, that's an intra competition for each bird. That, yeah, that's an internal competition.
I mean, look, I say chicken wins.
Oh, chicken for sure wins over turkey. But I like the challenge of a turkey. Duck to me is my favorite, though. To me, if we're going to really go down this whole poultry line, duck. If there was a country named duck, that's my favorite country. Duck wins it all.
Duck is probably the most difficult to get right, too. And turkey, second place. Isn't it fun, like, to think how long it took people to like turkey? Because it's, like, so hard to make, right? And, like,
it
for
so
generations
hard.
And generations, everyone just pretended to like turkey because of, like, the Mayflower and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, it really didn't happen until, what, the 50s? When do you think turkey got good? I don't know. Let's talk turkey history.
Let's literally talk turkey. In my culture, turkey's always been good. I think, I don't know, like turkey, turkey's hard. You know what though? Chicken's hard too. Chicken is like so commonplace that people forget how hard it is. Because if you do a chicken right, it is fabulous. But there's so much mundane chicken out there in the world.
So much mundane chicken.
I know. So it's so mundane.
In my culture, it's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
From the Academy Award-winning producers of Moonlight and starring Academy Award nominees Steve Carell and Timothée Chalamet.
There are moments that I look at my son and I wonder who he is.
Comes a film critics are calling a triumph.
It's hard as hell to get sober, but I want my family to be proud of me.
It's powerful and heartbreaking.
Who are you, Nick?
This is me.
Nick, what you have is extraordinary. You're going to find it again.
Beautiful Boy, in cinemas now. Rated 15.
Thinking of a break with the kids? Wherever you fancy, we've got you covered. From Ibiza to Italy, Madeira to Malta, or Almeria to the Algarve, we've got a deal you'll love. Thousands of free kids' places when you go Mahusav. First Choice, the home of all-inclusive. Book now, online, or in your local TUI store. Free kids' places subject to limited availability on selected holidays for a limited time only. One free child place per two full-paying adults. See firstchoice.co.uk. Adult protected.
So Jennifer, she then pulls out all these bags, and now comes like Jennifer's big passive-aggressive moment she's been planning for like literally 2 weeks. She's like, okay, everyone, so I went to Turkey Land and their chickens, and in my culture, we get people gifts when they're mad at them. So here, I got gifts for everyone except for Marge. Yours must have gotten lost in the mail, along with the mail order bride that never was. I'm like,
Yeah, and then Marge was even nice to her because she's like, I got everyone gifts in Turkey. And Marge is like, by the way, that's really lovely that you get gifts. Just for the record, that's wonderful of you.
Yeah, Marge is like, you know, that was really considerate. That's really considerate. Did you give me a cracker? Because I'm having some issues today.
And she's like, yours got lost in the mail with the mail order bride. And I'm like,
that never
good
was.
One. Yeah, good one.
Good one-esque. And so Marge is like, what? Okay, you know what? Her brother's getting married to someone half her age. They've known each other for a week. And she's coming from overseas. It's kind of a mail order bride, is it not?
Yeah. Is that not mail order? Okay, internet order. Is that fair? Coat check order. Because you met him at a wedding. Like, is that, like what do you want
it's
to
like
say?
A courier. Okay. Maybe it's like DHL. Okay?
Yeah. So then she gives, first of all, these gifts are terrible. It's like a little glass candle.
It's like the tchotchke shop at the airport.
Yeah, why are you bringing this all the way back from Turkey? You know that she got that at Newark. You know
she got it at World Plus, whatever it's called.
Yeah, just brought it over. Because who's going to pack that and all that glass in their suitcase? I don't believe it. So then she gets to Jackie and she's like, and you, in Turkey, we have this thing called knives that backstab you. I'm like, oh, really? You have a specific dagger to backstab in the...
Yeah, she's like, this way I give you something tangible so next time I can see it coming. Well, except it's to be in your back, so you actually won't see it coming. But you
know. No kidding. Unless she hugs you while she does it, which actually is a good scene. I would watch that.
And so Jackie's like, I don't want your passive-aggressive gifts. She's like, you want to talk about passive-aggressive? Who the fuck are you to come into my home and use that as content for an entire article about spoiled children? My home is only to be used for content for a TV show that showcases my spoiled children.
Yeah, no kidding. Who made your kids look spoiled? You did, you crazy hooker.
Yeah. And then she's like, you accused my children of being spoiled. She's like, I did not. You're insane. She's like, okay, you implied it. I'm like, okay, Jennifer, time to like take a seat on this van.
Your children are fucking spoiled. They ate pepperoni and white bread.
Okay. You lined them up on the basketball court and said, like, whoever gets, like, 5 points first gets whatever they want from Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
That's called spoiling your children, okay?
She has no ground to stand on, that's for sure. So, yeah,
it's, like, all been turned into a graveyard over the Paramus Mall.
Yeah. And Jackie's like, I will not accept, I do not need your passive-aggressive gift. I do not need it.
Yeah. I don't need this, okay? So then, and then they show
she
a flashback.
She looks like a fish that's always waiting for a bait to just slide in, you know, like a fish. She's always like, it's like someone put some bait in her mouth and catch that fish, Jackie.
Yeah. So then Jackie's like, that's your paranoia. And I'm not going to apologize for your paranoia. And Jennifer's like, you came into my house with a holier than thou attitude. I'm like, she did not have a holier than thou attitude. She was walking around like, who is this crazy bitch? That's not holier than thou. That's someone who has like pretty standard reactions to seeing a ridiculous parking garage turned into a mansion with 34 bathrooms and 27 thrones.
And of course, you know, to be fair, of course, we're going to stick up for the person who walks into your house and then tells everybody about it. Because, like, hello, that's what we do.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, we saw Jennifer's house. Everything should be covered in plastic. What a nightmare. You know, it smells like chicken. Whatever.
No. You know what? Turns out there's not a lot of chicken in Jennifer's house. So
so Dolores, she's like, Dolores stands up on the van. She's like, oh, yeah. You know what? I would be offended too. I would be offended. It's like, shut up. You're being cheated on by two men at the same time. Why don't you have a seat over there?
Well, Dolores, we'll wait to see what happens when Jackie writes an article. Can your dogs pee on the floor when you're home alone and people still think you're lonely?
When you let these dogs piss all over your house, she's lucky that those dogs are still so sweet the way that she lets them pee all over the place.
Yeah, so Jennifer finally admits, she's like, you know what, the real reason why I'm upset is because, you know, my kids go to school with other kids and their parents read the Bergen Record and they're going to get a perception that my children are spoiled. I'm like, I guarantee you the viewership of Real Housewives of New Jersey probably is significantly larger than whatever the circulation is of the Bergen Record. Okay, you are the one who put this shit on TV.
Yeah,
this shit is on TV, girl. Like, Jackie's article is like a drop in the bucket of, you know, criticism.
Yeah, your kids have a lot more to make fun of over. Your kids have a lot more reasons to be made fun of over than that. Okay.
Yeah.
One of them just tried to strangle the other one. Okay, yeah. So Jackie's like, here's what I was trying to say. Your kids are an inspiration. They're an inspiration to me, to children everywhere. And she's like, oh, okay. So now they're good. Yeah. So she's still on the warpath, and she's still got Margaret to overcome. So let's see how this goes. Let's go to St. James, New York, to a winery called Harmony, which, how perfect is that? It's like there's this episode is the opposite of Harmony, okay? It's a Melania song episode.
It's like quite literally the opposite of Harmony and melody and rhythm and musicality.
Welcome to our winery off key talk singing.
Please. I can't wait to make wine. I got plans to have fun. No one said it'd be easy, but I'm making Pinot.
Now you're rhyming like a Melania.
There we go. That's a Melania rhyme.
Okay.
So I had the Bravo glitch, which happens on DirecTV once per episode, which means that I lose a minute of Bravo time. Like a screen scrambles and I come back a minute later.
It was
so when
Teresa
I came back,
squealing a lot, just going, you know how Teresa like is like faux excited, so she squeals a lot. That was Teresa this whole episode.
Is she like, oh my god, it's a winery. This reminds me of I miss Joe. I wish he was here in the corner calling me the C word
before he fucked me up against the tree on camera. Oh,
I miss those days.
Oh, I miss those days. So then. So did you see Jen getting drunk? Like she starts getting drunk right away.
Because when it came back, it was like commercial, then all of a sudden it skips to Jennifer going, Dick my bitch back. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, she's like, you be sucking back. My dick deep inside. And they're like, whoa, whoa. And she's like, you should be Melania's backup. Ping, 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 ping.
Yeah, so then Teresa starts talking about Melania's song. And Teresa's like, you know what? Her producers see how passionate she is about it. So he actually laid down a track with her. I'm like...
Yeah, a chat.
The idea of like watching Melania in that rehearsal being like, I can't wait to grow up. It's like, whoa, the passion. Whoa.
Set it down and let's not charge the parents anything, okay? It's totally free. And she's like,
yeah, Melania, I'm so proud of her for seeing how focused she is about this. She's so focused.
Cut to Melania not knowing any of her choreography and reading lyrics off of her phone.
I know.
It's like she took a shower for this. Okay, just say that.
Yeah. So now, it's now they're talking and they're talking about Marge. Is talking about Marge Senior and like, yeah, you know, Marge Senior, like, she's so wonderful. You know, she did like if someone was saying like, why isn't she with Marge Senior so great? Why isn't she with so much? Well, you know, she had a love of her life. She loved this guy, and you know, it seemed like they were gonna have a wonderful life together. But then she was, you know, he was saying that he was gonna leave his wife, and he never did or whatever. And that's when Jennifer goes, oh, I see a pattern here. I see a pattern here.
And which, Marge, course, is like, what's the pattern? What is that? You see a pattern? Is there a pattern? I don't see a pattern. What pattern are you talking about?
No, I literally see a cow across the field, and I want to put cow pattern on my chairs. She's sourcing her next table. She's she's going to buy a home. Where'd you go?
You can Ronnie see me getting up and walking around now because we're on camera. I was just plugging in my computer because it was unplugged in. I was like, oh, okay. I see a pattern. Ronnie's completely unprepared. That's the pattern. So she's like, what's the pattern? Is it Paisley? Because that might come back. And Jen's like, no, your mother was with the married man. You're with the married man. You were with the married man. You're with the married man. How about that? How about that for a pattern? Everybody here married is with the married man. That's what she should have said.
Yeah, exactly. But so Marge's like, that's not a pattern. It's called a coincidence. And then she tells us, you know what? Jen, she says husbands and children are off limits. Well, so should parents. Okay, the hypocrisy is off the charts. You know what else should be off limits? What a crack is. Can't get them in my mouth. Too wide.
They need to bake forks for crackers. That should be on limits. Okay?
I mean, you know what I'm gonna call it? I'm gonna call it the cracker clamp by the Macbeth collection.
So Jen's like, it's a joke, just like the mail order bride thing was a joke. Okay, I think Jen's being a complete asshole here, but she is, yes, right. I mean, I don't think she's wrong. If Marge can make if Marge can make jokes about stuff like that, then Jen should be able to. Of course, Jen's making vindictive jokes, and I don't think Marge is being vindictive.
I think, well, obviously Jennifer took Marge's joke as a vindictive joke. I think it's a little, I think it is different. Like, on the surface, it's like that false logic. Like, oh, well, Marge made a joke, now I'm making a joke. But Marge's joke is like, what is this? Is crazy. You know, it doesn't, like, sure, it may have been like culturally tone deaf what Marge said, but she wasn't saying something to be like, to get Jen where it hurts. Like, it's not like Jen has an assessment of Jennifer's character, a past aggressive assessment. Whereas when Jennifer said it, she's basically like, you're a cheater, you're amoral, and you come from an amoral mother, you know? So it's like, they are both jokes, yes, but one has a totally different thing. And then Marge said, you know, I said mail order because it's not common in modern society to have an arranged marriage. So she's basically saying, like, her joke is like, this is crazy, which, again, may have been culturally insensitive, but...
Yeah, I changed. I'm back with you.
Yeah.
But I then was Jennifer's just trying to be fair, because sometimes, like, with people I like, I'm like, okay, I'll just stand up for Marge. Even though she, you know, that isn't nice to say arranged marriages are bunk. Even though they are, and this is America, and good luck with that. But, well, also, you know, you want to do it, go ahead. Who am I to say?
Well, also, Jennifer's being ridiculous, because she's like, Jennifer goes, it's not an arranged marriage, okay? It was set up with the intent to marry.
So you like, arranged it. You literally arranged it.
You literally arranged a marriage. A setup is an arrangement.
Yeah, she's saying because the girl had a choice, She could have said no, you know. So then that's not arranged, but it is, you know. And I think that,
I think the problem is that Melda said no one too many times, and now she's like, ugh, now I'm stuck with this.
Yeah. And Marge is like, tomato, tomato, arranged tomato, canned tomato. That's what I'm saying, okay? And Jen's like, no, that's not it. It's not tomatoes, okay? And she's like, look, all I'm saying is culturally, it's hard to relate to. And Jen's like, well, you can, so you can't relate to people with set up marriages, and I can't relate to people who, you know, marry married people.
Yeah, whoever fears married people. And then Marge has a great comeback. She's like, I guarantee you that somebody in the Syrian Orthodox community has fucked someone else who wasn't their wife or husband. Which Jennifer's, you know, of course, is like, you know, that like rocks her world.
Yeah. Well, Marge had two good ones. She started with, wow, 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 which I thought was funny. And I'm going to use
strong
that.
One.
Yeah, I'm going to use that in any argument. And
it's
then,
a nice variation on the Ramona.
Yeah. And then she's like, and if you don't know someone who's ever had an affair, then you haven't lived. You haven't lived. That's it. To be honest, you haven't lived. I'm like, yeah. What? Okay. So then Jen's like, oh, I haven't lived. Oh yeah, I've been married to the same person for 15 years. How boring. And Marge is like, yeah, the same person who sleeps in the pool house. Okay, there, I said it. You know, to be honest, I just said it. Okay.
Yeah. It got to Bill being like, ooh, I love the pool house. Ooh, I love a good car.
Who wouldn't want to
sleep
in a pool house?
But I do enjoy the master bedroom, too.
I sleep on a big golden swan.
In my dreams, I sleep on a cloud with all the Care Bears.
Okay, so this pool house thing is the next big chapter, which I fucking loved, because I think we said in the first episode when we saw Bill, we were like, that guy's cheating on you. Hi! Hi. Your husband, who's never home and doesn't come home any night of the week, is cheating on you. I'm sorry.
Clearly.
Andy has a pool house cot.
Yeah, so we see a flashback of Jennifer giving a tour and being like, this is the pool house in our culture. This is where we put our men when they cheat on us. I mean, this is where Bill sometimes will sleep for no good reason because there's a cot there. So so that's when Marge is like, well, you know, obviously you've got issues because Bill sleeps on the cot sometimes. And then Jennifer's like, you know what? You should avoid making comments about things you don't understand, and I'll avoid making comments about things that I don't understand, which is pretty much everything. So I'll just be quiet for the rest of the series.
I'll be talking about toilets until the series ends, okay? Because that's what I understand.
Yeah, and then Jack is like, all right, you know, now that you guys have fought and it's been really fun, all that matters is that no matter how you find the person that makes you happy, what matters is you stay happy, and now you're happy, even if you got spoiled brat children.
Yeah. And then Melissa's like, I like when Jennifer drinks. I love it. I'm like, shut up. Get a storyline already, okay?
It's one of those moments I kind of wish the trapdoor would open and Melissa would just fall into it.
No kidding. Just go away.
So, so now, after the winery, Teresa goes to visit Danielle and Marty. And so Teresa walks into their house. She's like, so how's married life is? And he's like, unbelievable. And then just, like, cuts to Marty and Danielle, like, glaring at each other. Like,
yeah. Danielle looks at him like she's going to fucking kill this guy. Also, I don't know if I mentioned this, but I watched Dirty John on Bravo. Pretty decent show. Loved it. And I looked up Dirty John because I forgot what he looked like, because I looked him up a long time ago when I listened to the podcast. Anyway, Marty, that's what he looked like.
Oh, God.
The older Dirty John looked just like Marty, which is freaky.
He got a real upgrade with Eric Bana.
Yeah, he really did. Everyone gets an upgrade on TV. Yeah. But, you know, obviously he's not scamming Danielle. It's the other way around. But still, just to anybody who watched that show on Bravo, there you go. There you have it.
Yeah. So Teresa's so like,
Danielle's doing the Danielle thing where she's like, look, Teresa, I'm a good friend. I made branzino and salmon and everything that you could have. And Teresa's like, blink, blink, blink. All right, honey, you want me to turn against now? It's the first thing I've eaten in a week.
She's like, yeah, I just saw Joe. He was like trying to touch my ass and everything. I'm like, Joe, stop trying to touch my ass. But he gets so horny when he's around me. So then I left my brother and I went to see my husband at jail. And that was really fun.
Danielle's like, oh, yeah, when he gets out, you're really going to give it to him. So Teresa's like,
yeah, Joe's coming home soon, and I don't, like, even think about deportation because that's, like, negative. To me, he's just coming home.
I still maintain my theory, which is that Donald Trump is going to pardon Joe Giudice because Reese was on The Apprentice. I guarantee it. I guarantee
if that happens, I will freak. The whole world will freak out if that happens.
I guarantee it, which is hilarious because, like, in the midst of this whole, like, oh no, immigrants are coming to ruin our country, if he then, like, pardons someone from being deported, that would be hilarious. Yeah, someone who's actually in jail.
Yeah, talk about not sending your best. Let's pardon Giudice, shall we?
Yeah, I'm sure Italy is also making a strong lobby for him to be pardoned. Like, no, you keep him. You keep him, eh? Mamma mia. Here's a meatball for you, too.
They're just slingshotting him back and forth.
Mario is their actual ambassador.
Stupid rain. Get out of here, mosquito. Nobody wants you here, okay? You're a terrible friend.
They must have heard that the mosquito must have heard the Teresa impersonation.
Never mind.
So now they start talking about Marge. Because Teresa invites Danielle to Melania's listening party and says that Marge is going to be there. And Danielle starts saying that Marge is not a loyal friend. And Marge's like, she's jealous. She's jealous that she doesn't have as nice a wig as me and Danielle. So.
Danielle's like, she's not loyal. She talks shit about people. It's her MO. She said not to trust you several times, Teresa. I'm like, okay. Oh, really? She's such a bad friend that she was like your best bridesmaid or whatever, your best woman. Come on, Danielle.
Exactly. And she's like, yeah, Marge said you're not to be trusted and neither is Melissa. Okay, so there, she said that. And here's the Branzino. So I'm like, now I love Danielle Staub on this show because I think she's nutty and cuckoo and starts so much trouble. But she's also like, she is the one never to be trusted. I mean, she is full of shit at all times.
She's a compulsive liar. This woman makes me crazy. I hate it. I like when they fight over real things, not just made up shit. Well, I mean, you know, it's a sliding scale on these shows.
I like when they fight over Danielle Staub shit because it's so, like, Danielle Staub and Kim D are some of the best shit stirrers of all time. Okay. And I think that they need to be respected for that.
Okay, Ben. Okay. I'll give it to you, Ben.
Pay attention, please.
Please. So then Marge is shoe shopping with Jackie, and Jackie's like, what are you, a mom? My mom wears orthopedics like that. So then, you know, then they get to the real meat of it, and it's Danielle. And, well, no, it's Jennifer right?
Well, first Jackie starts talking about, like, oh, why don't we connect my sister? You know, I don't know. It's being weird. She talks about her sister, and Marge is like, you know, you just have to communicate. Don't worry, because my children don't even talk to me, and I send them letters all the time. I don't know why they don't talk to me. Maybe it's because no one reads letters anymore. Anyway, so they're just talking about that. And then they're like, but now let's talk about, like, I think now they want to, like, talk about Jennifer or whatever.
What is it with siblings on this show that no sibling will speak to? Everyone has an issue with siblings. Melissa got a missing sibling. Teresa fought with her sibling the whole time. Jackie doesn't speak with her sibling. I mean, I just want to hug my sister watching this show.
No, exactly. So then we go over to Jennifer and Dolores meeting in a park. And Dolores is like, first of all, beyond beautiful day. Beyond. It's like
beyond.
It's amazing. When you walk outside the kitchen, it turns out you can have a beautiful day in New Jersey. I never thought so.
Look, I know you don't like working out, so I got you weights. Okay, little pink weights, so they'll be fun. We're going to make this fun. It's pink. So it's working out, but it's pink, you know? Great, it's fun. Did I do it? It's like, thanks, Dolores. You really changed working out for the masses, okay?
Meanwhile, Jennifer's like panting. She's like... So they start talking about relationships and David and Dolores, like, yeah, you know, I mean, he may only give me 2%, but I'm always going to give 100% back. You know, that's what I call a healthy relationship. A man doesn't even realize you're there. He'd rather have his motorcycle in his living room than you on in his bed. But I say, you know what? I give 100% to that.
Am I to complain? What am I, a millennial, to complain against the 1%ers? Okay, look, I'll take it. Okay, I'll take it.
Jennifer's like, in my culture, we get married more for the commitment. I'm like, I think that's pretty much the general fundamental concept of marriage.
Yeah, that's how everybody does. But she's like, oh, well, it's like, you know, you see if you can commit to someone. Like, it's a game, okay? This isn't like Hungry Hippos, okay? This is like marriage, you idiot.
She starts saying about, like, you know, like, you know, having girlfriends is important because this way you can, like, vent to them and stuff. And, like, I get really mad about, like, Margaret because she is bits and pieces of my venting. I was just merely venting in the pool house, and she used it against me. I'm like, well, that's probably still better than using bits and pieces about what you heard about Margaret cheating and use it against her. Yeah. And also, like, what is this, like, trying to gloss it over? Like, oh, you were just venting. I was like, no, you literally.
Yeah,
like,
you were being an asshole, okay? In retaliation to you thinking she was being an asshole, okay? It's what it was, Kate. And she's like, I'm seeing a pattern. And then it cuts to Jackie going, I'm seeing a pattern. And then it cuts back to Jen, and she's like, I know this sounds juvenile, but she started it. I'm like, actually, no, she didn't. What she said behind your back was only relayed to you through Teresa, who doesn't want to have any fights on her own so she can sell enough books to, you know, like, fly back and forth to Italy while she divorces Joe.
Exactly. She's like, don't sit here and tell me my brother has a mail order bride. Okay, she was UPS, not USPS.
She was hand-delivered like an edible arrangement.
Okay. That does not mean she was an arranged marriage. She's just an edible arrangement.
So everyone's like, we're going to go to the event. The Melania event. The Melania event. What will happen at the Melania event? You'll be lucky to walk out with your eardrums intact. That's what's about to happen. Good luck.
So Melania's at dance class with Doris, her dance instructor, Doris. And so Melissa and Teresa come by. And, you know, Melissa's being like, when I was on stage, it was such a rush. It was so great. And the best part is how I had no discernible singing career afterwards. So enjoy this irrelevant moment in your life, Melania.
Yeah, I love the masturbators class with Melissa. The master class with Melissa Gorga her hit tune, On Display. The only thing these songs have in common is that the producers are not going to be paid when they bill the Gorga gentlemen.
Exactly. Teresa is like, Teresa, of course, takes the opportunity to shade On Display again. She's like, Melissa's song was not my thing. And when I say not my thing, I thought it was like a bigger piece of garbage than anything the Manzo children ever did. It was like really like a big piece of shit. It was like, you know how I'm like a really good blower of Joe? It's like the reverse of that. It's like what would the worst blower of Joe be like? That's what that song was.
No. And Motri's like, she's performed on stage. Clink, 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 clink. Just like anybody. And nope, nobody heard that. Yeah, that's what I thought. So all they're trying to get Melania to do is do like a pivot, like a literal pivot. Okay. And she's like, huh? Like, she can't do it. She hasn't learned her dance. She hasn't practiced, hasn't learned her lyrics. And Teresa and Melissa are both like this, Melania. And they're like pivoting. She's like, get out.
Yeah. Each time they do a pivot, they are like vicariously pouring their souls into Melania. They're like, oh, to be 12 and the promise of a musical career ahead of us. Like,
Pivot. Melania's like this. Melania's.
So then they go out.
So basically, Melissa and Teresa go out to the lobby to talk. And Melissa is like, Teresa's like, after the competition and stuff, I'm so sad I haven't been able to drink and stuff. So why don't we go on a trip so that way I can drink and stuff? So they decide they're going to do a cash trip to Cabo.
Now, this show is fixing itself, and do you know how it's fixing itself? They realized group trips. The only way anybody wants to watch this show is if everybody is together fighting, okay? So they're going to go on a group trip every other week, and I say good for you. It's working.
Yeah. So now it's like the show day, and Teresa and Melania are getting their hair and makeup done. Melania, they put, like, giant lioness claws onto Melania. They're, like, 10 inches long. She's, like, ready to do – she's like that toy – that like the car that like the claws used to come out of the car as it drove, as you know, that little remote control toy.
Yes. She looks horrifying, honestly. Like Melania, I love Melania. I will always, even though I've been making fun of her here, I love Melania, but I feel like Melania is so close to being a murderer anyway. Don't give her murder weapons on her hands. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, she's definitely murdered some salads. I'll tell you that much.
Sitting on the salad, sitting on the... Hey, Fetty, can we write a song called Sitting on Sushi? That'd be great.
So Joe Joe Giudice texted Melania earlier and made her cry, which was sad.
Yeah, he's like, could you send me money? She's like, oh, can I keep my allowance for 1 week? So let me see. So blah, 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 a bunch of crap. So then
yeah, Melissa and Joe junk, yeah.
Yeah, let's go to this party, okay?
It's at Space, which is where Danielle Staub's bachelorette party was, which, again, interesting omen for this song, that it's being debuted at Danielle Staub's venue.
And as we pointed out there, it's black and white stripes theme, which in the old days was a jail uniform. So yeah, it's very interesting that that's where they'd have Melania perform. They're like, you miss you, Dad? All right. Let's have you dance on the stage of black and white stripes.
We ran over the Hamburglar and made him decor.
So they meet up with the producer, Nit the Grit, and he's like, now hold on, I've got a surprise. And out walks Fetty Wap, his contractually obligated 10-second cameo. He basically comes out, hugs Melania. Melania's like, oh my God, oh my God, which is pretty cool. If you're like an 11-year-old and like Fetty Wap shows up, that's super cool.
I mean, I guess. I have nothing to say really about it either way. I was like, wow. But I did like that he was like, hi. Okay, thanks. See ya.
Yeah, he's like, bye.
Got the fuck out of there.
Teresa's like,
Fetty Wap support won't replace Melania's dad, but him coming to see her really does mean a lot.
I like the idea of like Fetty Wap as like a substitute Joe.
Yeah.
Your dad's here.
And it's like Fetty Wap. Hey, Melania, my daughter.
Hey, Melania, I put some sushi on my lap. Go ahead and sit on it for a while. All right, you feel better? Okay, go on.
That sounds disturbing. Play with your friends.
That is a reference to the grocery store where Melania sat on sushi packets. Okay, everybody who just got disturbed because I got disturbed. But I was like, whoa, you're right. That
yeah, because you put the sushi on Fetty Wap's lap and that.
Yeah, we don't change.
We're not
like
putting
that
on Fetty Wap. We're not going to put that. Listen.
Or anybody, really. Sorry, everybody. Sometimes things just come out wrong, okay?
Yeah. Well, yes. Anyway, so
Fetty Wap, all the girls start to arrive, and really all anybody cares about is these stupid fights, right?
And by the way, nothing says hip-hop like Marty Caffrey showing up with a Van Heusen shirt tucked into his jeans. It's like, whoa, this party is off the hizook. Marty Caffrey is here. Marty Caffrey in the house.
So Marge is really nice to Jennifer when she sees her, but not to Danielle. And Marty's like, whoa, that wasn't cool. That wasn't cool, huh? And he's getting, like, belligerent over there. And Marge is like, yeah, I'm going to stay away from Danielle, okay? So Tree's like,
all right, everybody, it's Nit the Grit. Okay, Melania, I wanted to say I'm so proud of Melania.
And I just love that they had an ironic piano on stage.
I know, like an unnecessary piano. I was expecting that, like, Mac the Night guy from McDonald's to show up. Remember that moon that's like, McDonald's is open late. And it's 1987. I thought he was going to come out and sing a song. So now Melania takes center stage after Nit the Grit gives a little speech. And Melania, I love this intro where Melania is like, you know, she turned around and turns and she's like, hey, it's me, Melania. You've probably seen me around. You probably see me on TV. I get to pick my besties, Tay Tay and Stephanie. It's just like such a rousing start to a song.
Yeah.
Mumble. Oh, you might know me from TV with my friend Tay Tay. I don't wanna go. I don't wanna holla. Blink, 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 blink.
And then it ends, and people are like,
Woo!
Wow. Wow.
I paid attention, please. So I love all Melania's friends, like basically like they like cheer and they just like gather around her and give like a big group hug. And I love there's like one girl who was like not included in the hug, but she was like having her phone out ready, and I was like, oh my God, that's me. The one who like there's no room left in the group hug for her, so she sort of stands awkwardly next to the group hug, being like, no, I'll be next. It'll be fine. And, but then like Melania gets like, she winds up like going off to other people and you never get your hug. You're like, no, it's cool.
Oh, poor Ben.
Yeah.
So I was never like,
I love having girls. Your daddy's here in spirit.
And I love that she's just basically killed off Joe in her mind. You know, it's like ghost dad now.
Melania, I've got big news. Your dad's here.
Fetty Wap comes out again.
Fetty Wap's like, so what? Who cares? So what? Who cares?
All right, here's next to Andy.
So Fetty Wap's doing karate kicks in the corner.
Yeah. So the girls start to gather for their fight. It's like, we're at a party. Time to fight. Come on, let's get this done. I have things to do later today. Okay.
Yeah.
So they all gather to start fighting. And the Joes, Gorga and What's-His-Buns, other Joe, start talking with, you know, Dirty John over there, Marty.
Yeah, Marty's like, oh, we were just talking about wine and wine cellars. I'm like, welcome back to the Marty Caffrey Show. We're talking about wine and wine cellars today and how best to tuck in your shirt into your jeans at Hip Hop Show.
So Jen's like, that was so great. My daughter's asking when it's going to be on iTunes so I can arrange for her to download it.
And by arrange, I mean I'm going to set her up to have a downloading session. It's not an arranged listen.
So they just Teresa announces that they're going to go on a trip, et cetera, et cetera. And so Jack's like, well, I know you're close to Danielle. Is she going to come too? And Teresa's like, yeah, I'd like her to come. And Marge is like, well, I don't want to stay on the same floor. So I'm just kidding. Like, to be honest, like, I'm done. That's where it is. Like, to tell you the truth, I'm done. All right.
Yeah. At which point Danielle drifts over. Like, she can just tell. She just drifts over. She's like, hi, hi. And Melissa's like, I need to clear the air. If we're all going to be traveling, I need to clear the air. Did Marge say not to trust me and not to trust Teresa? Danielle, did she say that or not? Which was like, commercial break. And when it comes back, Marge's like,
Marge looks furious. Oh, my. Marge's face, she's like, to be honest.
She is angrier than if she had gotten 3/4 of a Ritz cracker into her mouth and then it fell out, you know? She's before, like, I almost had it. I'm so
before
mad.
Before it rebelled against her.
I almost had that wasp of bread in my mouth. It fell out.
She's so, like, that is not true. And meanwhile, the Joe Gore guy is like, Danielle and Marge, they're yelling at each other. Bros, they're yelling at each other. And Marty's like, yeah, well, they got some things to clarify, huh? And Joe's like, they don't look like they're clarifying to me.
Yeah. So, yeah, well, let's just talk about the guys first. We don't have to intercut. So this is what happens with the guys. So the guys are like, now they start to get into it. And Joe Bonino, whatever his name is like, you know what? Danielle's been throwing shit all over the place. And Marty's like, I think Marge is throwing shit all over the place. Marge is jealous. There's no reason for Danielle to be jealous of Margaret because there's nobody in the world who looks better than Danielle Storm. I'll put it out there right now.
I'm going to tell you this right now. Margaret doesn't want to walk into a room with Danielle because she's so gorgeous and Marge ain't that gorgeous. And Joe's like, whoa, hold me back.
There's like this weird fake fight that happens because they're all smiling. And Joe Gorga's like, oh my God. Hey. You guys gotta be separated, hey? Wink, wink. And they're like, oh, they're like doing like an old timey like fist fight thing, like from my 1920s.
Oh, I'm gonna get you. And Gorgon's like, well, bro, you don't say that about someone's wife. If he said that about my wife, he'd have a foot in his throat. I'm like, you just called Danielle. You were just saying Danielle's full of shit last week. And that she's like, you were saying it to his face, you idiot.
Yeah, exactly.
You gorgeous idiot.
So meanwhile, Danielle and Marge are having their fight, and Marge basically is like, I never said don't trust Teresa and Melissa. I said, if you don't know who to trust, don't trust anyone. I said, don't trust anyone, but now you're twisting it, make it sound like I just only spoke about them. You have a way of twisting things, which is why I cannot associate with you at all. Now, we're at the saltines, okay? Goldfish, those will fit.
Good for Marge remembering what the hell Danielle's even talking about, because Dolores comes over. She's like, what did I miss? Did I mention that the dog peed right in front of the motorcycle? I forgave it, but that's the last time I'm telling you that.
You know what I don't see around here? Pebble tile, okay?
And Marge is like, well, I'll tell you what happened. I said one thing, she twisted it, she made it a different, and Dolores is like, oh, really? Because that's what I said happened last year, and nobody wanted to believe me. I don't know why Danielle does this, but she twists things, so have fun not believing me. I'm going over here. Well, you didn't believe me last year. Have fun with that. I'm like, okay.
Welcome back, scumbag.
Welcome back to the group, scumbag. And Here's the difference. You didn't remember what you said. At least Marge can remember how it was twisted. Now, I believe Danielle did this to you, too, but Dolores looked guilty because she denied saying anything at all. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then Jackie, of course, is happy to be like, as Jennifer would say, I sense a pattern. Hey, remember when you said that, Jennifer, when you were being a total bitch in the van?
Marge is like, you lie. Every time your lips move, you lie. All right, I'm not doing it. We're done. Have a happy life. I'm not doing this with you. And she's like, Margaret's been training Danielle harsh. Blink, 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 blink. Which means, look, Teresa knows that Marge is more popular. Yeah. That I will say. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. But they're all going to go to Mexico together, and they're going to just be a disaster. So yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, Marge is like, she's diabolical. She's like single white female. Like, seriously, I'm done. Which I think would be funny. Like, Danielle starts showing up in pigtails.
I was going to say, I would love if Danielle just started showing up with, like, Bridget Fonda's hair and that. You know?
Or
just
Bridget
like a little,
Fonda.
Little red bob. Anyone see my stiletto shoe? Anyone?
No. All right, everybody. That brings us to the end of a fun episode. We sure love you guys. Go buy live tickets. Thank you for being here on TV Party. For those of you who missed it and you want video, just go look on Patreon. It's there. We're going to put it up there.
You can see my colorful bird-like sweater. So I know you don't want to miss this. All of this.
Yeah. You don't want to miss that, everybody.
Caw, caw, caw.
All right. We will see you next time, guys. Love ya.
Bye. Bye, everyone.
From the Academy Award-winning producers of Moonlight and starring Academy Award nominees Steve Carell and Timothy Chalamet.
There are moments that I look at my son and I wonder who he is.
Comes a film critics are calling a triumph.
It's hard as hell to get sober, but I want my family to be proud of me.
It's powerful and heartbreaking.
Who are you, Nick?
This is me.
Nick, what you have is extraordinary. You're going to find it again.
Beautiful Boy, in cinemas now. Rated 15.
Right, phone off, mirror check. Get out there and glow. With Twinings new Glow Super Blend, feel great from the inside out. A tasty strawberry and cucumber flavored green tea with aloe vera and added biotin. The Twinings Master Blenders have carefully crafted the Super Blends range of green teas and infusions with you in mind. There's over 10 different blends to help keep you feeling great from morning till night. Twinings Super Blends, available at all major supermarkets and at twinings.co.uk. Glow has added biotin, which contributes to the maintenance of normal skin and hair.